नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। First, let me offer my obeisance to all the senior devotees, Vaishnavas, who are much superior to me and who know a lot of spiritual things, and I have nothing in front of them. My knowledge is infinitesimal in front of the knowledge what they possess. But still, I would like to glorify Krishna as glorified, as taught by Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Today we are going to read the text number 48 and 49 of Canto 10, Chapter 3, text number 48 and 49. I'll just read the sloka. There are two texts are there, so we repeat the second text. The first one I will just read.
Taya hruta traya hruta pratyaya sarva vrittishu द्वास्तेषु पौरेष्वपिशायितेष्वधा द्वारश्च सर्वा पिहितादुरत्यया बृहत्कपाटा यसकीलशृङ्खलै।
टेक्स्ट् नम्बर् 48 ऐ विल् रीड् अगेन्।
तया कृतप्रत्यय सर्ववृत्तिषु द्वास्तेषु पौरेष्वपिशायितेष्वधा द्वारश्च सर्वा पिहितादुरत्यया बृहत्कपाटा यसकीलशृङ्खलै।
The word-to-word meaning we read together as given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I read the next sloka, which is written on the board.
Ta Krishna Vahe Vasudeva Agate Swayam Vyavartanta Yadha तमो रवे प्रवर्ष ववर्ष ववर्ष पर्जन्य उपांशु गर्जितः शेषोन्वगा द्वारी निवारयन् फणे। ता कृष्ण वाहे वसुदेव आगते स्वयं व्यवर्यन्त यथा तमो रवे వవర్షపర్జన్యముపాంశుగర్జితా శేషోన్వగాద్వారి నివారయన్ ఫణై గాద్వారి నివారయన్ ఫణై.
వర్డ్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్. జగద్గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి తయా by the influence of yogamaya hita pratyaya deprived of all sensation sarva vrittishu having all their senses dvasteshu all the doormen paureshu api as well as other members of the house సాయితేషు స్లీపింగ్ వెరీ డీప్లీ అథ వెన్ వాసుదేవ్ ట్రై టు టేక్ హిస్ ట్రాన్స్డెంటల్ సన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది కన్ఫైన్మెంట్ ద్వారహ చ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ది డోర్స్ సర్వః ఆల్ పిహితః constructed duratyaya very hard and firm bruhat kapata and on great doors ayasa kila srinkhala strongly constructed with iron pins and closed with iron chains taha all of them krishna vahe bearing krishna vasudeva when vasudev agate appeared swayam automatically yavaryanta opened wide yatha as tama darkness rave on the appearance of the sun vavarsha showered rain parjanyaha the clouds in the sky upamshu garjitah very mildly resounding and raining very slightly sheshah అనంత నాగ అన్వాగై అనంతనాగ ఐఎమ్ సారీ అనంతనాగ్ అన్వాగై ఫాలోడ్ వెరీ షవర్స్ ఆఫ్ రెయిన్ నివారయన్ స్టాపింగ్ ఫణేయ బై స్ప్రెడింగ్ హిస్ హుడ్స్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ By the influence of Yogamaya, all the doors fell fast asleep. All the doorkeepers fell fast asleep. Their senses unable to work. And the other inhabitants of the house also fell deeply asleep. When the sun rises, the darkness automatically disappears. Similarly, when Vasudev appeared, the closed doors, which were strongly pinned with iron and locked with iron chains, opened automatically. Since the clouds in the sky were mildly thundering and showering, Anantanaga, an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, followed Vasudev, beginning from the door, with hoods expanded to protect Vasudev and the transcendental child. Purport. Sheshanaga is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose business is to serve the Lord with all necessary paraphernalia. When Vasudeva was carrying the child, Sheshanaga came to serve the Lord and protect him from the mild showers of the rain.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Khyakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyayevacha Paditanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaite Giram Yat Krupatamaham Vande Sri Gurundi Natarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram.
So here, very beautiful way it is explained how all the doors were opened the moment Vasudeva started moving out of the room. He wanted to move and the doors are opened. And seeing that little slight rain is coming with thunders, Anantashesha, he appears there right from the door behind Vasudeva to protect Vasudeva and the transcendental child. If we see here, Mahamaya is doing all this. Many times the doubt arises, what is the difference between Yogamaya's activity and Mahamaya's activity? Anywhere where the pastimes of Krishna are occurring, they are occurring as per the arrangement of the Yogamaya. Whatever is connected to Krishna, whatever is the pastime of Krishna, all the arrangements are made by Yogamaya. Whatever the passing of the time of all the living entities forgetting Krishna are arranged by Mahamaya. Mahamaya makes all the arrangement for the living entities to enjoy. And it shows the ultimate result of this is only misery by giving the three types of the klesha, the misery, adi bhautika, adhyatmika and adi daivika klesha. So those who are in yoga maya, yoga is connecting connection to Krishna, connecting Krishna. Those who are under the influence of Yogamaya, they are under the connection of Krishna. Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. So, those who want to get connected, they are attracted. Those who want to get connected to Krishna, the Supreme Lord, they get attracted to Yogamaya. Those who want to enjoy on the material platform, forgetting Krishna, they are attracted to Mahamaya. So, anyhow, the living entity will have to be under the Maya, either Yogamaya. If they are forgetting Krishna, then they will be under the influence of Mahamaya. And the Mahamaya is giving all the troubles. In spite of that, the living entities feel they are enjoying. That is the beauty of the great attraction Mahamaya has got. Mahamaya is also not an ordinary one. Yogamaya is the internal potency of Krishna, and Mahamaya is the external potency of Krishna only. And Krishna explains in 7:14 that this Mahamaya, if you want to just cross over, if you want to win over, it is not easy. Daivi hesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye parpadyante maya metam tarantite. The only way you can come out of this Mahamaya is just surrender to me. On your own it is not possible. Whatever you do, you may think, I have this much of knowledge, I have this much of power, I can cross over. I have left everything and I have come to the jungle. And I can win over the Maya, Maya's activities. No. Krishna says, no, not possible. Just listen to me. Daivi hesha gunamayi, this Maya, you are taking it very easy. That by acquiring a very great knowledge, by reading, acquiring, becoming a big pandita, becoming a big scholar, I can do. I control all my senses, I can come out of the Maya. No, not possible, because that is working directly under my directions. Don't take it easy. Krishna is giving the warning. So those who listen, they get attracted to Krishna and they come under the influence of Yogamaya. And those who don't understand, they will be under the Maya, and they get all those reactions. And the one more great personality which is explained here, the Anantashesha, Anantanaga. Anantanaga appears immediately. The moment Vasudev with Krishna was moving out, Ananta, seeing that it is raining and there are thunders, the rain may increase, so I should protect my Lord. I am in the service. And Ananta is not an ordinary Lord. He is the one who is the first expansion of Vishnu. And the glories of Ananta are explained in chapter 25 of canto 5 of Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of Ananta. I will just read some of them so that we understand the greatness of Ananta. Sukadeva Goswami tells the glories of Ananta in 15 texts in 5.25, canto 5, text chapter 25. Sukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, "My dear king, approximately 240,000 miles beneath the planet Patala lives another incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Lord Ananta or Lord Sankarsana. He is always in the transcendental position, but because he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, the deity of Tamoguna or darkness, he is sometimes called Tamasi also. Lord Ananta is the predominating deity of the material mode of ignorance as well as the false ego of all conditioned souls. When a conditioned living being thinks, 'I am the enjoyer and I am this and this world is meant to be enjoyed by me,' this conception of life is dictated to him by Sankarsana. Thus, the mundane conditioned soul thinks himself the Supreme Lord." In text number 2, Sukadeva Goswami continues and tells the glories of Lord Ananta. "This great universe, situated on one of the Lord Ananta Deva's thousands of hoods, appears just like a white mustard seed. It is infinitesimal compared to the hood of Lord Ananta. There are thousands and thousands, uncountable number of hoods of Ananta. On one of them, on one of the hoods, here is a small white mustard seed-like thing, that is our universe." Sukadeva Goswami explains the greatness of Lord Anantadeva. So, and in text 8, this is one of the small chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, only 15 slokas are there, but each one is very, very greatly glorifying the Lord Ananta. Number 8, if persons who are very serious about being liberated from material life hear the glories of Ananta Dev from the mouth of a spiritual master in the chain of disciplic succession, and if they always meditate upon Sankarsana, the Lord enters the course of their hearts, vanquishes all the dirty contamination of the material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the cord knot within the heart, which has been tied tightly since the time immemorial by the desire to dominate the material nature through fruitive activities. Narad Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, always glorifies Ananta Dev in his father's assembly. There he sings blissful verses of his own composition accompanied by his stringed instrument known as Tumburu. So, here Ananta Dev immediately comes and Prabhupada explains the business of Ananta Dev is to serve Krishna. Ananta Dev's business is to serve Krishna. Ananta is not a small, ordinary. He is the Lord having thousands and thousands of hoods. On one of them, our universe is situated just like the mustard seed, which is infinitesimal, which is very, 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 very minute comparing with the hood. Such a great personality's business is to serve Krishna. We are also the amsha, part and parcel of Krishna. And what should be our purpose? Our purpose should be much more. Our purpose is only one, to serve Krishna. When such a great personality is serving Krishna, and where we are? So this we have to clearly bear in our mind, that we are Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. Krishna says in 15.7 that all the living entities, whether human beings, dogs or donkey or any living being, any living entity is the part and parcel of Him, Krishna. And so being the part and parcel of Him, our duty should be to serve Him. If we don't want to serve, if we want to enjoy ourselves, there the whole problem comes. The interesting feature between the Yogamaya and Mahamaya, when a person is connected to Yogamaya, he gets the permanent bliss, permanent happiness. When a person is connected to Mahamaya, he gets permanent misery. So, it is intelligence which should drive our mind that we should get attracted to Krishna, we should come under the influence of Yogamaya and we should carry out our duties in such a manner that they are a part of Krishna's service only. Otherwise, if we are not attached to Yogamaya or Krishna, we are attached to Mahamaya or the material desires, material nature. So, the choice is ours. Krishna gives the freedom to choose. So, when we forget Krishna, we are in this cycle of birth and death, again and again, taking the birth. Unless we actually think how we can surrender to Krishna, how we can come out of these material bondages, we can never come out, and we will be in the darkness that accumulating wealth, accumulating money, working hard for getting the name and popularity, day and night working. I am working very sincerely, honestly. For what purpose? For getting the name and fame. By giving a donation to charitable hospitals, etc. I have given so much. I have provided food for thousands of people who are hungry, who are poor in India. What is the purpose? Such people's main purpose would be to get the name and fame. If that is the aim, that is of no use, because the moment body is gone, name, fame, everything is gone. He goes to Swarga for a few days, for a short period, and comes back to the earth, and again he starts a new life with material desires. So how a person actually comes into the illusion is explained by Krishna in 7:27 of Bhagavad Gita. Iccha dvesha samurtena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. Sarge is giving birth. This iccha and dvesha, like and dislike, likeness and hatredness, the desire and hatredness, this gives birth to the delusion which makes him to keep on thinking that he is enjoying, in spite of the miseries, in spite of the great miseries he undergoes, he comes under the influence that he is enjoying. So Krishna says, these are the two things. Iccha, dvesha, samurtena, dvandva, mohena, bharata. This duality, if you try to come out, then the delusion will not take place. They give birth to delusion. So our aim should be not to envy, not to hate anybody. And when hatredness is filled, then the delusion is automatically comes into existence. So the surrendering actually to Krishna, one thing His Holiness Vedvyaspri Maharaj tells often in his lectures, that If you are surrendering to Krishna, you lose the right to complain. If you are complaining, conversely, if you are complaining about anything, that means you are not surrendering to Krishna. Simple. One simple check for ourselves to see whether we are surrendering to Krishna or not is how many times I am complaining every day. The moment you are complaining means you want to do everything on your own, forgetting Krishna. Tattenukampa susamikshamana bunjana evatma kurtam vipakam. In spite of all miseries, the devotee keep on praying to Krishna. Such devotees, by their right, they become eligible for liberation. So in spite of difficulties, in spite of miseries, he will not complain. He says, "Oh Krishna, you are so kind. You have reduced the difficulties. You have reduced the suffering." And they don't go and fight with authorities. "No, you have not given me. 10 people are there. You have given roti to all 10 people. I have got a roti which is burnt. You have given intentionally to me." I mean, if we analyze ourselves, if we are complaining about all the material things every day, we have not surrendered to Krishna. We have to better check up. There is something drastically wrong with me. And I am not surrendering. If I am not surrendering, I am surrendering to Mahamaya. Mahamaya's duty is only to give misery. If I am connected to Yogamaya, I will get permanent bliss, permanent happiness. If I am connected to Mahamaya, I get permanent misery. And foolishly, I am choosing permanent misery. Who is there more foolish person than me, myself, who is after choosing the permanent misery and being taking the misery, I am thinking I am enjoying, I am happy. How foolish person I am. If we try to analyze, we will come to know our own deficiencies, and as Prabhupada gives the explanations, as we read them, we will remove our deficiencies, and we will not find faults with others. Otherwise, right from the morning to evening, right from the moment we wake up to the night we sleep, we keep on thinking, somebody is not doing some favor to me, somebody is not doing some complaint or the other. These complaints are generating because I am not surrendering to Krishna. I am forgetting Krishna. Tattenukampa susamikshamana bunjana evatma kurtam vipakam. So in spite of all the difficulties, in spite of suffering, the devotees, they keep on praying, "Krishna, you have given me causeless mercy by reducing my suffering. Otherwise, I would have suffered much more." Simple example, coming back to the burnt roti, a person complains, I have got the burnt roti. A devotee will think, "Oh, Krishna is very kind. He had given this to me. Otherwise, I would have got no roti at all. At least I have got something to eat today." If this feeling comes, then we are moving towards surrendering to Krishna. We are moving towards getting the permanent happiness. Otherwise, we are in the process of getting the misery and misery only. Once, the Yavaraj gets doubt how to take a decision on this. So I will explain what is that, this short story. A king was performing very pious activities every day, very nicely. He feeds all the brahmanas, cows and all, every day. One day, the Brahmin boys who chanted Bhagavad Gita and slokas like that, they were offered the prasadam, and immediately after eating, the children died. And it is obvious that they died of poison. Actually, what happened, when the cook was preparing the bhog, the prasadam, one eagle catches a snake, poisonous snake, and the eagle was just passing through the top of the cooking area. And the snake, in order to protect itself, it ejects the poison. And that poison actually falls into the food being prepared. This man is preparing, the cook is preparing nicely, taking the name of Krishna, and he is doing nicely. And the snake, it has ejected the poison because it has to protect itself. Now, Yamaraj was in doubt. This sin, which is due to the death of all these Brahmin boys, on whose account it should be accounted? This sin should reach whose account? He was thinking, whether king's mistake? No, king sincerely, he is thinking, he is offering to all the brahmanas. He has offered the food to all brahmanas with sincere mind. There is no problem. So king is not to be punished. Okay, take the eagle, which has caught the snake and which has taken. That is the food of eagle. So nobody can say it is a sin. So eagle is not to be punished. And the snake, which has actually ejected the poison. No, it cannot be punished because it is protecting itself, defending itself. Then the person who is preparing, he is just unaware of it. He didn't know what is happening. He just, it was going, and the drops have fallen in such a big vessel. It cannot be, and something is boiling. Something is boiling and some drops are falling. It cannot be noticed. He could not notice. It's not a mistake. Now the Yamaraj is seriously thinking on whose account this sin should be accounted. Now, in the meantime, as the Brahmin boys have died, king said, oh, this thing has happened, I withdraw all this. I don't give any prasadam, I don't feed anybody, any brahmanas. No, for the time being, it is all cancelled. It's all cancelled. Now, after a month or so, then the head priest and all, they come and say, you see, if you stop the pious activities, then the people will suffer. So kindly start the activities again. So with great hesitation, he starts the activity. Again he calls, he makes an announcement, king is providing the prasadam to all the people who are devotees of Krishna. Please come and have it. So all people, they started moving. One person coming from a far place comes to the place, and he was not knowing where actually he has to go and all that. He goes to one person and he asks him, where to go, which place, how I had to go, kindly explain me. You want to go to that place where the king is killing all the brahmanas? This man says, why? King, is he responsible? King only is responsible for all the activities. King is the person who has done, who has intentionally killed, and he wants to kill some more people also. Go, go, go this way, and you eat and die. He started this. The moment Yamaraj has noticed that this fellow is accusing the king without knowing the facts, this is the one who should be given all the sins. This person's account be credited with so much of sin. He is complaining without any sort of evidence and out of envy, out of all that. Exactly. We also many times knowingly, unknowingly complain. Anybody complaining of any material discomfort, any material thing, anything which is actually for his own sake, for his own sake. That means he is forgetting Krishna, he is getting attached to Mahamaya. So to come out of that, the only way is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sincerely without offenses. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is what I thought I should share with you. You all are highly qualified and I have not much of knowledge, but still I try to explain. But if you have any doubts, if you feel I can explain, kindly ask. Yes, Paul.
I do need to ask a question. So that seems like a very advanced platform, because generally when someone finds themselves in difficulty or discomfort or in trouble, they make arrangements to mitigate the suffering and be in a better position. Could we see it in a spiritual way, that Srila Prabhupada understood that different people maybe have different standards? So someone could be, you know, sleeping on the street all day and night, or if you have a nice place, a decent place, then you can do your service in a better mood and a better mentality, more capable of doing more service. Is there some, you know, you said that we should not complain about anything, but the complaining part, I understand, we should not be complaining, but still, should we make the endeavor to mitigate the suffering? The question is, yeah, should we make the endeavor to mitigate our suffering? Not that we have to complain about it.
Given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the person who, while suffering, he offers prayers to the God, the Supreme, he is the one who is having the right to get liberated. So, that's... when a person who is suffering, if he forgets Krishna, I mean, his suffering only will increase. It's of no use, because suffering is coming because he is attached to Mahamaya. And he wants to come out of suffering, he should get attached to Yogamaya by connecting himself to Krishna. If he doesn't offer prayers, that means if he doesn't get connected to Yogamaya, then he is complaining, he is getting connected to Mahamaya. Mahamaya means again misery, misery only. You want to come out of that, out of the suffering, and you want to take the shelter of suffering. I mean, this is what I understand, maybe. Yes.
Mosquitoes were attacking, he said. They dethroned me, and then he arranged for mosquito net so he could do his service. So it's not like we just lie there and let the mosquitoes attack us. If he didn't feel well, he would adjust his diet. He didn't complain about, why am I sick? And why is Krishna made me sick? But he would make an arrangement because of the fact of his service. So that's how I think of the road. He looks at everything in his menu. If it's interfering with the service, then he tries to adjust things so we can continue the service.
Thank you very much for your very valuable comments. Question? Yeah, please. Yeah.
This comment has been made to Vrindavan, Vrindavan Devi. So she is the same Yogamaya which has been mentioned in your scriptures. It's called as a temple at Vrindavan.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
So is she the same Yogamaya which has been mentioned in the scriptures?
Vrindadevi, yeah. But Vrindadevi is Tulsi Maharani Vrindadevi. We sing Tulsi Vrinde. And Vrinde is the biggest devotee. So she is, if we pray to Vrindadevi, we get connected to Krishna. So you come under the Yogamaya only. I think our Mataji can explain. I'm sorry, I could not see. Please give the mic to Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Any other questions, comments? So, if you don't have any questions, Prabhu, you have? Yes, you were holding. If you don't have any other questions and comments, I stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam Ki Jai. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai.